We just sang and said, Yahweh, most beautiful one. I'm not against worship. I love worship. I do love it. I think sometimes we sing songs and we move on very quickly. You know, you can tell him this for the rest of your life, that he's beautiful. Honestly. Every year we wait for the next song. Somebody must bring out a new song. And I'm not saying anything is wrong with that, because your heart should overflow with worship all the time. But you know what? If you tell him he's beautiful for the rest of eternity, for the rest of eternity, you and I are going to say, holy, holy, holy. That's what we're going to sing. Three words. We're going to sing that because that's who he is. That's his character. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Tonight we are here to give you praise and honor God. It's not about goosebumps. It's not about good feelings. It's about Jesus. And everything that we try and do, Lord, the eldership team and the worship team, just we want to navigate. We want to say how beautiful you are. And Lord, tonight as we look at the subject of honor, we are here to give you honor. First and foremost. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. Don't be quick to move on to the next thing. Linger. I love hugging Emil lately. I linger a little bit. Like we give hugs quick, eh? Hello. Like quick. Yeah, no, he gets his cologne from here. Just linger a little bit. The guys, just be careful with the girls. Don't linger too long. Okay. If it's your wife, linger. Hey? Yeah. So, a few weeks back, I read a really interesting article by a guy called Burke Parsons. And he wrote an article a few years back on the disappearance of honor. And he starts off and he says this. In 1943, C.S. Lewis, in his book Abolition of Man, so 82 years ago, if you did your maths quickly, C.S. Lewis wrote this. He says, we laugh at honor and are shocked to find traitors in our midst. We laugh at honor. Let me explain what it says. This is old English. I love Lewis. You've got to think a little bit with him. He says, we laugh at honor, and then we are shocked that there's people around us, that's traitors around us, that also laugh at honor. And how dare they laugh at honor? Because they should honor somebody. But we laugh at it. We don't see honor today as a big thing. Lewis made a true observation. I want to say, just look at the widespread, right now, look at the widespread disregard for honor in our day. And this is not from a place of frustration that I'm preaching this. I want to teach us what the Bible says, and there's quite a lot. In actual fact, almost 315 times in the Bible, the word honor is used. I think we miss it in our time. We think honor is just to come to the eldership, you know, of this church and say to them, here is a, one of them likes toffees and one of them likes, wine. No, I can't say wine. Biltong. Okay, I didn't say wine, I promise. Not the fermented type. Nougat, that's it. One of them, I knew that, Nougat. So, and that's us honoring them. No, my friends, it's way more than that. It's a lot more than that. And this is also not because Estian had an amazing preach on double honor, but I was sparked again on this subject of honor. Honor is no longer merely laughed at in our day. It is now mocked. It is now absolutely ridiculed and despised. Along with dignity, respect, and decorum, honor is now not fading away due to misuse. It is actively attacked and criticized on all fronts, Burke Parsons says. Even in the church and from within the home, honor is slammed. Many parents no longer highly esteem the value of honor in the home. Although some may teach honor, few actually do anything to reinforce it. I mean, just look at our TV programs. Married with Children, for those that remember that. Okay, let's do a more current one for some of you. The Simpsons. Well, some of you are like, who's that? Don't know. South Park. I'm digging deep here, guys. Okay, here's a current one for all of you. Peppa Pig. Have you seen Peppa speak to her parents? No honor. Nothing. Seriously, guys. And you wonder, this is what we feed our kids. Somebody once said, if you're going to take your children to Rome, Caesar's going to teach them. I need you to understand that we have disregarded it. And we want honor from our children, but we're not showing honor. We diss people on Facebook. We talk badly about our government. Yeah. That guy. He doesn't know what he's talking about. You go run this country, buddy. For free. Go do it. We dishonor people around us. Family members. I'm running ahead of myself here. Many men don't show proper honor to their wives. And they even sometimes laugh when their children speak or act dishonorably to their mothers. I often say to my children, this is my wife. You will not speak to her like that. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're my children. You're not going to speak to her. This is my wife. You're dishonoring her. Don't do it. We're allowing these things into our homes, guys. And you thought you're going to hear a nice preach tonight. I'm shocked to hear children speak disrespectfully to their parents. My daughter comes back home and she tells me how disrespectful children are. Grade eights, what do you know? You're fresh out of nappies. And now you want to disrespect a teacher that actually studied a little bit longer than you. How dare you? No wonder nobody wants to be teachers anymore. Unless you're in Josh Jane. Because there's like 20 of us here. We have the faith for it. The resolve. We need more Christian schools. Yet the shock begins to wear off when I see how parents speak, like I just said, disrespectfully to others, particularly online. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. But my friends, what are the cultural heroes of our day? Young Tay Tay. Taylor Swift. Sorry that I'm mentioning her. But there's a disrespect. Just look at the cultural heroes of young people today. They are disrespectful and they are dishonorable sports figures, pop stars. I mean, if the word of this year, according to dictionary.com, is 6-7. I'm like, really, guys? We're going low. If this is the word of the year, what is this? You're confused. That's what it means to me. 6-7. No. I'll teach on 6-7 one day. Come and ask me. There's a big thing behind it all. I'm not mocking you guys. I'm saying to us, guys, we need to understand that there is something that is warrior. The Bible teaches us about this thing of honor, and we don't do it anymore. Self-made social media influencers. Like, we follow them. My day, it was, what did Oprah Winfrey say? Now it's what Mr. Beast says. Or, I don't know who. My daughters watch all these people. Who? I don't know. Mandy? Ons weet nie meer nie. It is no wonder that this is the case when traditional authority figures are torn down. And when men are portrayed as idiotic fools on television and commercials, and honorable men and women of the past are mocked as out of step with progressive ways of thinking. Similarly, few wives honor their husbands as they ought. And it seems that some find some of Paul's teachings as archaic. It's old. Oh, man, that Paul didn't know what he was talking about. In actual fact, Jesus didn't even know what he was talking about. This is the arguments, my friends. I have to break down arguments all the time around these things. There's words that we cannot use anymore. There's a war going on out there. We cannot talk about family anymore from this pulpit. We cannot say that the father is the head of the... This must probably needs to get edited out. Because we can't talk about this anymore. Because we've lost honor. But I've been oppressed, brother, for so long. I get you. Jesus heals the broken heart. And tonight, if you've been oppressed by men, I want to say this to you. I want to say this with tears in my eyes. Jesus loves you and wants to heal you and set you free. If churches have taken advantage of you and leadership have taken, tonight Jesus wants to set you free. We wonder why leaders aren't honored anymore. It won't come as a surprise to us that so many young people are leaving and despising the church. When their parents have long dishonored even meeting together. We don't want to go to church anymore. Guys, I'm not pointing a finger. This wasn't a preach. I specifically thought if you're feeling right now that I am speaking about you, I'm not. But guys, how can we expect to be an example to our children if we stop going to church? The Bible says, do not forsake the gathering of the saints as some do. Encourage one another as the day draw near. People dishonor their membership of a church. They become members of a church 2 months down the line. You don't see them anymore. Do we dismember you? People dishonor elders, pastors, fellow congregants. It's also no surprise to us. Mr. Burke says this. He says, it should also not surprise us how many who profess faith in Christ have such little regard for the word of God.
When so many pastors have exchanged the preaching of the word of God in season and out of season for, listen to this, what he says, for watered down, attractional, socio-cultural, pop psychological anecdotes and stories combined with ear-tickling, emotionalistic entertainment.
Although I have to write that down for you.
Basically, you come to church to hear a good TED talk. Just tell me, Pastor, that I'm a good person and I'm living my best life now. That's all I want to hear. And I want to go home and feel okay for the next 6 days until I come back to church. Jesus has called you to victory. Jesus has called you to live super abundant life. That doesn't mean that you're going to have the biggest house and the best car and all of these things. It means life and life abundantly, John 10:10. That's what it means. Such preaching only honors the pastor and not the God of Scripture. But friends, I want to say, let's not lose heart tonight. It's not all doom and gloom. Let this thing not disappear from our hearts. Let honor not disappear from our hearts and our families and our churches. Look at what Peter says in 1 Peter 2:17. He says, honor everyone. That includes everyone. Okay. Love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the emperor. I'm going to mention this a little bit later again. Honor the king. Who's our king? Apart from Jesus. Good answer. Cyril Ramaphosa. And everybody has got something to say about the G20 on Facebook. We all are cowboys. We all have something to say. I don't know why Trump didn't come. I don't care. Honor the emperor. Did I say that? Or the Bible? Okay. We have a tough crowd tonight, I see. So let's look at what is honor. Let's look at it. The word honor is the Greek word time, T-I-M-E. That's how you spell it. And it means, it refers to worth, value, or merit of something or someone. Honor is a valuing by which the price is fixed or an estimation of the value of a thing. Finally, and most importantly, in this present context, as we read it right now in the Bible, honor is an attitude towards another person which shows their value. In actual fact, when you honor somebody because that's the way that God sees them. We honor, listen to this, if you write, make notes, we honor that which is precious to us. That's what you honor. So the first thing I want to mention, to honor someone is to show genuine appreciation and admiration for the other individual. Genuine. Believers who are being transformed, each one of us, we changed every day. By the word of God, the Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Should be becoming more and more sensitive to showing respect, to acknowledging the accomplishments of others, to demonstrating genuine love by not being jealous or envious. But why? Did they get the promotion that I didn't get? Why did they become comm leaders and I've been overlooked? How come they become, how come they can sit in with the elders meeting? Speak to Steve. These are the marks of a sincere faith that is maturing. This is how mature Christians will respond. Such a one, in fact, is to take the lead in the carrying out of these actions. We need to lead. We need to do it first. Don't wait for honor. Go and honor everyone. If we are truly presented ourselves as a living sacrifice, as Romans 12 tells us, we should be growing in this grace. And I want to say, to honor people can only be carried out by the grace of God. I can't do this on my own. See, honor in the Bible is always a social term, describing how people within a society evaluate one another. Most occurrences, and this was quite interesting for me, most occurrences in the Old Testament is an interesting word. It's the word kabot or kavot. And it means actually weight. The same word in the Old Testament for honor is the word that we use to glorify God. Glory. The word glory. That's why kavot is usually a weight that comes upon someone. The glory of God has come upon them. Kavot. It's the same word that is used for honor. Do we really give people glory? That's what this word means. This is the weight in the Hebrew language and the Greek language, what it carried contextually. These are generally used with reference to the honor granted fellow human beings. But in most cases, it's the honor described that is granted to God. In actual fact, some people use kavod as this. It says, to give weight to someone. Tomorrow, go give weight to someone. Go and honor them. To honor someone in this then is to give weight or to grant a person a position of respect and even authority in one's life. Okay. Number three, a person grants honor most frequently on the basis of position. This is what we do. We usually give people honor based on the position that they have, their status, or their wealth. But it can and should also be granted on the basis of character. It's not just who you are. It's not just the weight that you carry in society. It's not how much money, like, hey, Doe has got a lot more money in the bank. Let him sit right here in the front and let's honor Doe. It's not about that. We honor character. That's what we honor. You see, while honor is an internal attitude of respect, courtesy, and reverence, it should always be accompanied by attention or even obedience. It mustn't just be, I'm honoring a person. You need to go and tell that person. But you need to act upon it. Be obedient. Honor without obedience is incomplete. And then it's just lip service. If you don't act upon it, it means nothing. Look at Isaiah 29, verse 13. And the Lord said, because this people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips. That's all they do. But their hearts are far from me. And their fear of me is a commandment taught by men.
Don't just draw near to God with lip service. Give him your heart. Be obedient. Do what he asks you to do. We ought to honor him. The source of all honor is always God. He's always the one. Look at what God did for his son in John chapter 5, verse 23. Look at this. That all may honor the son, just as they honor the father. Whoever does not honor the son does not honor the father who sent him. The father has bestowed honor on his son. And he says, my son should receive honor. Look at what he has also done. He's also bestowed honor upon us as human beings, creating us in Psalm 8, verse 5 to 6. Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You've put all things under his feet. God has given us honor, guys. God's also created spheres of authority within our human government, the church and the home. The positions of authority in those spheres are to receive honor implicitly. We will actually look at it just now. The granting of honor to others is an essential experience in the believer's life. Christians are to bestow honor on those for whom honor is due. Honor, just some extra thing I want to say quickly before we, who do we honor? Honor describes the heart's posture out of which obedience is born. Okay? In other words, obedience is the duty that we do. Honor is the posture. Don't just obey, but there's no honor in your heart. Okay? We make mistakes like that. We just go, well, I'll honor Vondre, but there's no obedience in my heart. Obedience is the act. Honor is the attitude behind the act. Okay? Remember that an act of obedience without the proper attitude of honor is hypocrisy, like I already said. So there are several reasons why we should honor other people. First, Jesus Christ set the example for us in giving honor where it is due. Always, in everything that we do. Why do I get baptized? Why do I get filled with the Holy Spirit? Why do I? All of the reasons is always Jesus. Second reason why we should give honor is the image of God stamped on us by our Creator qualifies each one for honor. Every person. That's what 1 Peter 2 says. Honor everyone. Because you are made in the image of God. Number three, it is part of Christian humility to give honor to others. Just being humble. Coming humbly. And fourth, it helps the church to be united when we honor other Christians. And the same can be said about our families, and therefore it's right to give honor. So who do we honor? I'm almost done. Who do we honor? Well, first and foremost, God above all. Do we honor God? 1 Timothy 1, verse 17. To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. To him. There's many other verses in Revelation. Go read Revelation. You'll see it. We give it to Jesus. Did I give you the Revelation 5? Did I have it? We give it to Jesus. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing.
And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them say, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. First to God, to Jesus, we give honor. Matthew 15, verse 4 says, we give honor. This, in actual fact, in my study, I found more times that it's mentioned to honor fathers and mothers in the New Testament than most other things. There's so many times in the New Testament that it's mentioned to honor your father and your mother. It's a command that was in the Old Testament. Look, do I have that one for Matthew 15? Did I give it to you? Not? Now you have it. For God commanded, honor your father and your mother, and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. Yeah. We read already in 1 Peter 2 verse 17, we already saw that, all men. But I also want to read Romans 12 verse 10. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor, Paul says. Elders of the church. 1 Peter 5:17. Let the elders rule well, be considered worthy of. And I still don't understand what double honor is. Double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching. Okay. If you didn't hear Estian's teaching last week, let him teach it again for you guys. We saw in 1 Peter 2, verse 17, it says, honor the king, honor the emperor. But I want you to go read, we're not going to put it up, Romans chapter 13, verse 1 to 7. If you're making notes, go read it. On authorities, to honor them. Hebrews 13, verse 4 tells us to honor our spouses. Let marriage be held in honor among all. And let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous. Okay. 1 Timothy 6, verse 1. That angry boss. You need to honor him. Let all who are under a yoke as slaves. Big language here. Some of you feel like that at your job. Regard their own masters as worthy of all honor, so that the name of God and the teaching may not be reviled. You're an example to that boss. Loving him. Coming humbly. I know for some of you, this is tough. And this one, 1 Timothy 5 verse 3. Honor widows who are truly widows. It's interesting. Maybe some of us have dishonored widows. Let's be careful not to dishonor widows. Those are the names. Those are the people that the Bible tells us to honor. Mark Twain once said, it is better to deserve honor and not to have them than to have them and not to deserve them. I'm saying it again. It is better to deserve honors and not to have them than to have honors and not to deserve them. You see, while the reception of honor is a positive experience, we all love that. If somebody honors you, we honor the children's workers, we honor the people, we love doing that. And it's great to honor them, and we should. But it's never sought. It's never something that I go for, like honor me. Luke chapter 14, did I give that to you? Let's read this quickly. Now he told a parable to those who were invited when he noticed how they chose the places of honor, saying to them, when you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you are invited by him. Okay, don't look for honor.
But if people give you honor, receive it. Receive it. One last story about Queen Victoria. Frequently attended a Bible study led by one of her footmen. One evening she asked him, "When do you think the Lord will return?" The footman was perplexed and told the monarch that the Bible gave no specific time for the Lord's return. Some people should listen to this footman. But anyway. So we should always be ready for his return. At this the queen said, "Oh, I do hope that the Lord returns during my lifetime. I should love to lay at his feet the crown of the kingdom and the empire." Isn't that beautiful? She understood where honor is due. All children of God, and maybe close your eyes, all children of God are to honor God and his Son and the Holy Spirit. And how do we honor him? By acknowledging and confessing that he is the one and only God. There is no other God. We are to honor God in our recognition that the gift of eternal life and the salvation of our souls come through Jesus Christ alone. I just want to read a scripture. I didn't give it to the guys, but the Bible says this is eternal life in John 17, verse 3, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. This is eternal life. If you want eternal life, you need to recognize that Jesus was sent by the Father to die on the cross for your sin. Knowing this, we give honor and obedience to Jesus, our Savior, through our humble worship and obedience. And then, my friends, I'm ending with one last verse. On that day, he will honor us when he seats us on his throne in heaven. Revelation 3, verse 21. The one who conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, as I also conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. God wants to honor you tonight. He's died on the cross for you. Jesus died for your sin.